We've got Jason Cans on the line for the start of the best 5 minutes of the day. Good morning. Oh, you know what? I got the wrong one up. All right, here we go. Good morning. Yeah. So I saw that you were.
Good morning.
How'd you handle the snow on Saturday?
How did we handle it?
Yeah.
Okay, I think. Ian had to sing at 10:30 at festival as part of the Madrigals group.
Right.
And they did not plow our street until 10:20. So it was kind of a scramble to get out the end of the driveway in time to get him there. I was actually standing there waiting with my snowblower for the snowplow to go through. And so we kind of ran it pretty efficiently and then got him over to sing. And so that was good. I was sitting there on Saturday morning and just appreciating the quiet. One of the things when snow falls like that is just how it seems to dampen all the noise.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a beautiful, beautiful thing to listen to that. So
I know you posted... I'm trying to check. You've got Jason Cans. You've got Dr. J. I went under your Jason Cans Facebook. I thought you did kind of a Facebook Live, thought, from the... I'm not seeing it there, though. But,
It was...
I was going to play some of it. I found it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, maybe we'll get some of that here shortly. Yeah, so...
So they ran through a couple of sets, and it was fun.
Mm-hmm. All right, we'll have a little bit of that at the tail end here this morning.
I was going to say that you were just playing that Celebrate the Child Who Is the Light. When I was in high school, I was part of our church choir in the town where I was growing up, and we had about 60 members in the church choir, and we did that as a what they called the Christmas Cantata, which was a long concert thing that they did, and so that was kind of reminiscent and fun to hear that song again. I don't know that I've heard it since then, so that was fun.
Nice. Well, we don't do a lot of Michael Carter. You know, what happens is Christmas time, you bring back some of the artists that you're not in the typical rotation playing that much of, but maybe you did quite a bit in past days. I actually last night made the long drive over to Stanley, and what a theater over there. It's a 53-year-old theater, and they were hosting... Huh. Last night it was Fellowship Church, I think, had sponsored the Chosen Christmas. And so a lot of music in that effort from Dallas Jenkins. And then you've got some spoken word and then a little bit of dramatization as well as part of that. Now, it's going to be Wednesday night at 7 at MyCon in Chippewa Falls if you wanted to check that out as well. So.
Mm.
And we're heading people over there because we've got two other movie events as a station with this Kurt Warner movie coming up as well. Underdog, American Underdog, and raising money beforehand. We're having a kind of a pregame tailgate party, raising money for Special Olympics. But 1 Corinthians 13:6, where we left off. And tell you what, I'll read the verse, and maybe you can share with us what you've got from Letters to the Beloved. Thinking about love, 12 days before Christmas, from the NI, well, the New Living says, it does not rejoice. Love does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoices whenever the truth wins out. New NIV says, love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. How about Letters to the Beloved on that?
Yeah, so I wrote, love does not celebrate the sin of others. Yes, I want you to be gracious and patient, but in doing so, do not let the pendulum swing so far that you rejoice in evil. Instead, rejoice at the truth you find in my son. You know, I think you and I are both big, big, big proponents of grace, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think one of the challenges sometimes is to... not overlook evil, right? You know, I don't want us. For me, it's always that challenge. How do I find that balance, that space between being judgmental and pushing back on evil in the world and in myself? I think that comes back to that idea of being gracious and patient. It's a challenge, I think.
I think it starts with, evil's not out there, right? It's a line that runs through all of our hearts. Jeremiah 17:9, And so it starts the internal work.
Yep.
I would join you at the Adult Child of Alcoholics group tonight, except I got a basketball game to do. But, I mean, I think it's doing that self-work,
yeah,
and it's seeing the darkness and the light, like we're talking about a chicken or a turkey. I mean, dark meat, light meat. We've got dark and light. It's a great song from 10th Avenue North that takes that up. And it's continual. But Paul writes about it pretty openly in Romans. And we need to grapple with it as well, right? But as I think you've said in the quest, and
for
I think
sure,
one of the things you'd like if you got a chance to see this Wednesday night, the Christmas movie from The Chosen, is one of those with the spoken word was really, there's some references to wholeness and about, somebody talks about, I think it's the character Eden from The Chosen, and she talks about shalom is one of the most beautiful words. And she talks about shalom, and I'm like, you're big on that. So,
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. My first tattoo.
Wholeness and peace. I mean, it's so rich. And that takes me to, I've been carrying around the book that we both like, Peace Catalyst from Rick Love, too. And he writes and champions that word.
Oh, so good.
So, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
WWIB on a Monday, and we make our call to Michigan to check in with, he's got so many titles. Initially, he was a counselor and comedian, and now he's also a pastor. He's Drew Frelick. I met him a couple of years ago in North Carolina, where I'm hoping to go back in March for a larger story gathering a year after the passing of Larry Crabb. But good morning to Drew Frelick. Hi.
Hey, good morning, Mark. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning.
Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas, you mean?
You know,
I'm baiting you.
You know, it's funny you say that because Danny Gokey had a song. I looked at all of Danny Gokey Christmas songs and trying to choose the one that was a great one we just played, What Christmas Means to Me. But one of my choices, which I shied away from readily, was The Holidays Are Here.
Oh.
And I just, you know, I'm just feeling the anger from some. Like, I understand. Like, to me,
wow,
Christmas and New Year's kind of wrapped together can mean holidays.
I know. It does.
But I just feel like I'm going to get, you know, hit from the blind side.
I know.
I
think God's okay. I mean.
But you try to just not upset people, you know, sometimes. So.
We know, yeah, it's like, we know what you mean. We know what you mean.
Yeah.
You know?
I know.
Have you heard, Mark, you need to hear the new tape out in Detroit called the Dan Campbell Christmas.
Oh,
that is
a
very, I can't even repeat it on Christian radio, but it's very funny, you know.
I'll look for it. All right, listen, we message each other on Sundays to say, oh, what are we going to talk about tomorrow? So I said, well, last week we were talking about eggnog and fruitcake. We may do votes on days sometime soon about whether people yay or nay on those. Where do you weigh on an eggnog and fruitcake, Drew?
So you guys were talking about this. I'm vaguely familiar with the concept. I've never had either.
Oh,
I'm wondering if it's like a cultural thing, like Wisconsin, Michigan. like George W. Wisconsin, when he went to the territories in 1785 or whatever, just decided that was what he was going to base the culture on. I don't know. Eggnog is like what? It's like a smoothie? Is it like that thing that Rocky drank with the two eggs in the glass? What is that?
I mean, it is. It's a thick kind of an egg milk drink, yes.
And they have this in the stores?
Well, okay, this is so funny because when we have our children, when we're young and idealistic, we say, you know, no guns, no competitive games. Somewhere along the lines, your parents decided we are not going to let our child know about fruitcake or eggnog. He's going to grow up in a world unfettered.
All right, so here's eggnog is defined as historically known as a milk punch or a holiday sludge. But it's got milk, it's got cream, sugar, whipped egg whites, and egg yolks.
It's a calorie emporium.
It is, for sure.
So it's a Wisconsin thing. There's lots of milk and butter and cheese in it.
Yes, but I think it's known far and wide, and
yeah.
I'm surprised that Michigan didn't hear that.
Again, I would argue.
His parents.
He just grew up in this rarefied world.
But
where Christmas is mostly about the birth of Jesus instead of delicious treats.
As a comedian who's sensitive to jokes and Christmas humor, you haven't, like the fruitcake, it's oftentimes joked about.
Well, the fruitcake, I don't know what it is. I just know that I don't want it. I don't know, like...
It's a bunch of candied fruit, like
yes.
cherries and
mm-hmm.
and nuts and pineapple, and it's held together with the tiniest bit of batter. And my theory is people don't like it because when they were expecting a bonus at work, their bosses would give everyone a fruitcake.
Yeah.
I think that's
okay.
why people don't like it.
You think that's the deal.
But people are coming out of the woodwork, like myself,
right.
who say, I love fruitcake.
Drew, this week we'd love you to just sample. I'm sure you can find eggnog somewhere there in Michigan and and a little bit of fruitcake. And then we'd love to get okay. your reviews next week, okay?
It's in the dairy section.
This is like field reporting. I'm live at the eggnog factory.
Yes.
Yep. You're going to go to the dairy section, the seasonal okay. dairy section.
We would like you to sample it and report back, okay?
Okay. I'm on it.
Bless you.
Thank you. It'll broaden your horizons,
you
and don't tell your parents. Thank you.
Okay. I'll Bye-bye. Keep it from them.
Because obviously we're trying to hide that from you.
Yeah.
As Susan already has...
Well, that's the only thing I can think of.
You can
of.
Figure that out, yeah. Weekend recap on a Monday morning, the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB. I'll start. Obviously the snow was a big deal. And thank you to Elena and Michael helping me get the early shoveling Friday night and then carried through with that the rest of the way. Our snowblower didn't start. And so, to be honest with you, it was a good workout. It was a good workout. So, but enjoyed watching Michael. He won both of his JV matches in a big... They had like 25 schools at North on Saturday for wrestling. But he made quick work of a JV wrestler from Heartland Arrowhead.
That's a big school.
And apparently a pretty good wrestling school. So anyway, I am looking forward to showing you guys the video. It'll just take a minute. And then finally said yes to playing the competitive Scrabble online. And so won 6 of my 7 games on Saturday.
What?
And I'm on a 5-game winning streak. But,
wow.
You're amazing.
You know, I think in the past, I've wanted to play Scrabble, but like you kind of shy away. You're like, what if everybody beats me? So,
what if I don't match up? But now?
Yeah. So
five
far,
in
so
a row
good.
For Halva.
Yeah.
Faint heart never won a fair maiden, Mark.
Yeah, there you go.
My weekend was sort of funny. I had resolved to clean out the fireplace so we could have a cozy fire. You know, that big snowstorm?
Nice, yeah.
So it took me about 2 hours, including the glass and everything. And then Phil brings in the firewood. He said, let's have a... I said, are you kidding? Don't you dare touch this clean fireplace. Anyway, then we went to dinner at my sister's. Super fun. She had bought a tenderloin for Christmas party, which, of course, canceled. Mm-hmm. She said, sorry, there's only 4 pounds of tenderloin per person.
Oh,
but
goodness.
It was a fun time. Yeah. How about you, Caleb?
Well, yeah. So as I mentioned on Friday, that was Nora's birthday and got snowed in. It was a little bit treacherous on the roads just getting home Friday night. So we were kind of bracing for the storm. I was thankful that my snowblower did start on Saturday morning. So took care of that. Called a doubleheader for the Max boys and girls on our sister station WOGO. So a lot of basketball. And then on Sunday, there was another birthday.
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's your birthday.
Gotta make sure my eldest gets her due. It is a day late, but Lily turned 11 yesterday, and it was a busy day, not only her birthday, but also Christmas program day at our church. So Cooper and Lily were in their first ever Christmas program at the church, and sang and remember their lines very well. Mm-hmm. And we had a great time together. Lily wanted a cake with some green matcha tea in it, which was one of the most interesting requests we've ever had from a child. No, it was. It was the most interesting request. And Lindsay made that. They decided they wanted a little bit more flavor, so they added peppermint to it as well, which is another one of Lily's favorite flavors. So, yeah, I enjoyed that. I enjoyed a nice nap in front of the Christmas tree with the fire warming me at my parents' house yesterday afternoon, and then watched the Packers drub the Bears. So,
here we go.
All good things. All good things.
10-3.
Busy weekend.
God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray.
Woe tidings of comfort and joy,
comfort and joy.
I know it's been around for years, but still one of the most beautiful Christmas songs we have. Julie Elias there with her version of Here With Us. Emmanuel, when we sing that song, O Come, Emmanuel, the very name of God, that it means God with us on a rescue mission to redeem his bride, his church, from this world. The king of all creation robed himself in frail humanity to be born as a helpless baby to help the helpless here in this world. He came down, the king of all eternity, of all time and space, came into our muck, into our squalor, into our filth, so that he could make us clean through his blood, through his atoning sacrifice. And this baby who was born in weakness, after living the perfect life that we could not and dying the death that we deserved, this baby born in weakness was raised in power as God, the Almighty, the Everlasting One, answered his son's cry, "It is finished," on the cross with a resounding amen at the empty tomb. That's what we celebrate all throughout this Christmas season. Thank you, Lord, for being here with us.
Good morning. Welcome to the WIB Wake Up Show. Good to have you aboard here on WWIB. It's time for our best jokes of the week. We give it our best shot, and usually the listeners go, I can do better than that.
So much, and then we're like,
eh. And the listeners go, I can do better than that, and then that's good. We want to hear you in your own voice, the final
hour.
Yes, please. 715-396-1670. I'll start it off.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call a bunch of giggling cows?
I don't know.
A laughing stock.
That's cute.
Oh, man.
Why did the clock go back 4 seconds?
Why?
It was still hungry. It was still hungry. It went back four seconds.
4 seconds. Oh, goodness.
Help.
Well, my check engine light came on yesterday, but when I opened up the hood, it was still there. Told me to check the engine.
What a relief.
Oh, okay. Oh, we know our cars around here. I don't know, you guys, I just finished a book on podiatry.
Really?
Yeah, the footnotes are incredible.
I can cut wood by just staring at it. I saw it with my own eyes.
Wow. Goodness. Well, here's a fun fact for you. If you're skydiving and your parachute doesn't deploy, you have the rest of your life to fix it.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's a little macabre.
Dear.
But just kind of an observation. Hey, you know, getting up there, the late 50s. I mean, one minute, you know, it seems like in life you're young and fun, and the next you're turning down the stereo in your car so you can see better.
I do that.
Okay. I went to McDonald's the other day and ordered 2 large fries, but they just gave me like 75 little ones instead.
Oh, man. And my last joke here to make us laugh Monday on the WIB Wake Up Show. In fact, I don't know if this is a joke. It's just kind of advice for you, love advice. Young people, find someone who cares about you as much as Google cares about new devices signing into your account.
Oh, man.
There you go.
All right. That's what we could do for you today.
Well, you're at work. It's almost time for your nap. What? Well, experts say if you want a perfect nap, try a nappuccino. Now, napping at work seems counterintuitive, but experts say it's actually the cause of way more. 53% of nappers report getting a promotion in the last year. They're more productive. They get more done if they take a nap.
Well, I thought it was because the boss walked in on them napping. It's like, you've got spunk.
We've actually got a couple napping stories, but the term nappuccino is dubbed by management and behavioral expert Daniel Pink. It's a technique to maximize naps by combining coffee with 20 minutes of shut-eye. I find 15 can get the job done, sometimes 10. The method helps decrease the amount of adenosine, the chemical in the body that causes sleepiness. And he tells CNBC the effects of a nappuccino are magic and a great restorative ritual to use after a few hours of work.
Please do not take a nap at work if you drive public transportation.
Well, I looked up the effects of coffee because I thought, what?
Stimulant.
As Caleb said, aren't they working against each other?
Right.
It does take at least 15 to 20 minutes for coffee to kick in.
Huh. Uh-huh.
So you take your coffee,
yep.
Put your little headie down, put your earplugs in,
yep.
Set your alarm, and off you go to dreamland and a better life.
Yeah.
See, in our foyer area up there, we have the Christmas tree up, which means one of the comfy WIB chairs that was up front is now in my office.
Oh.
And I kind of position it near a sunbeam area from my from my window. Nice. But here's the problem. I have not had time to sit in that chair, much less nap in it. But at some point before Christmas, I want to treat myself.
I'm going to come read you a story. I bet that'll work.
There you go.
I do apply this. I mean, I drink my coffee till about midday, and then there's a point where you just get so drained.
Right.
And then,
because you're up at 4:30.
Right, a little bit of a power nap, and then you're ready to go.
Wow.
So, long day today. We got high school hoops tonight on WOGO. So. Well, we had a Chris Cruzy Christmas song a moment or two ago, and Michelle joins us here from Mid-Mornings with Michelle. You were at Chris Cruzy holiday concert yesterday.
I was, yes. It was yesterday. It was supposed to be Friday, but of course, they did the right thing and moved it. But I was there with Terry and Carol. They were celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary.
Wow.
So that was fun to have a little pizza up at the Enchanted Barn. Beautiful, beautiful menu. You know, it wasn't...
Yeah.
Weren't you there at a wedding recently?
I was.
Yes.
I went
August
to
6th.
Some random wedding up there.
Yeah, Chris Cruzy was absolutely wonderful. He is so talented in playing guitar. I just love that.
Really?
So, and of course, he played the Hallelujah song. That was the only Christmas song he played the whole night, but that was wonderful. And he just sings it so well. So here's a crowd, of course, secular is usually who he's playing in front of. But for everybody there to hear the words of Hallelujah Christmas about this baby boy. This is what Christmas is really all about. Was really cool. So, yeah. Love Chris Cruzy. And we've all, I think you've seen him before, too, at the Pablo.
I haven't seen him at the Pablo, but
we've
had him visit here a couple times. And,
and I reminded him of that. And we played this donut hole. Remember that.
Donut Hole Dare by Proxy, I believe.
Yes,
because he was like, no. Nah. And so I think Betsy from Evening
stood
in.
That's
for
right.
It.
Yeah, she wouldn't do that nowadays.
Yeah.
No way.
Not after the year of weight loss.
The old Betsy.
So he composes a lot of his own music,
he
doesn't
does, he? And he plays some music that, you know, it's good for secular stations. But one song in particular, it's just like it's so close, called Tie the Knot. And it talks about asking for help. Well, where does your help come from? I want to just talk about that at some point. And, you know, so it's just if there were just a few more words, and it talks about hope, too. Well, we know what hope is, and we know where your help comes from,
right.
You know, so that plants a little bit in there to some of the secular people listening to him, too.
What a wonderful, memorable night. You're still kind of walking on air.
Maybe a little tired, but that might be it.
I think a 15-minute nap will help you right after some coffee.
Okay, let's do it.
The Nappuccino.
The Nappuccino.
Okay.